From financial aid to finding your future dorm, your acceptance letter to college is anything but a one-step process. What if we told you that there was one place with every resource to help you not just feel prepared, but actually be prepared for college? Here at Colleges of Distinction, we're changing the conversation about how schools are evaluated to help you make one of the biggest decisions of your life. Today, we're going to talk about what to do if you're accepted to multiple colleges and how to confirm or reject your admission. Choosing which college to attend is a huge decision. Your choice of college can greatly affect the kinds of unique opportunities and challenges you will face, and ultimately impact the rest of your life. It's wise to apply to more than one college. This will not only give yourself a greater chance of acceptance, but also allow you to weigh some options before choosing where to go. If you're one of the lucky applicants that receives multiple acceptance letters, you could have a fortunate yet difficult decision to make on College Decision Day. Today, we're going to share some guidelines that will help you make an informed, positive decision between multiple admissions offers, as well as learn how to accept and reject them with grace. Let's first start out by talking about the decision itself. If you have acceptance letters from multiple schools, there are a few things to consider before making a final decision. To do this, you'll want to look at the big picture and weigh the pros and cons of attending your potential choices. The first thing you'll want to do is compare costs. Things like tuition, the cost of living, and your financial aid options are what you should look for at each school. Depending on your financial situation, this alone could make or break your decision for you. Next, imagine what the actual experience at the school will be like. If you had the chance to visit each of your potential colleges, refer back to your photos and the notes that you made from your trip. Think about how you liked the academic programs, the facilities, the culture, and more. Can you picture yourself there for the next 4 years? And of course, revisit each option with trusted family members and/or mentors. Oftentimes, talking it over with another person can really give you new insight. From a different lens. You can also reach out to students at your potential schools to answer any specific questions about your day-to-day experience on campus. However, when we talk about college decisions, it's crucial to know when and how to say no. If you've decided to not attend a school that has accepted you, there are a few steps you will have to take in order to decline your admission properly and politely. The first step is to let the college know as soon as you choose not to attend. This is a common courtesy not only to the school, but also to other prospective students who may be on the waiting list. The sooner you formally decline acceptance, the sooner the admissions office can make room for another applicant who may be anxiously awaiting their decision. You should also review and confirm each school's guidelines for rejecting an offer. Some schools may have specific instructions for how to decline admission. While these do not apply to every school, some examples of tasks that you may have to complete include sending an email to an admissions representative or filling out a form online. Check your school's websites as well to see whether they need anything in particular. If you can't find any instructions, be sure to respond anyway. It is best to decline an offer officially in writing since phone calls are harder to keep track of on the school's behalf. Like most students at the end of their college application journey, however, you are most likely close to saying yes. If you've made your final decision and are confident in the school that's right for you, your acceptance letter will have instructions for how to enroll. Most colleges will require that you provide a written statement along with a deposit that goes toward your tuition. Keep in mind, however, that your acceptance to college is tentative. Colleges still care and want students to perform well throughout the remainder of their senior year. Maintain a strong GPA and show exemplary behavior, because a school can revoke their admission decision if you fail to maintain their criteria. It's important to be excited and congratulate yourself on this big accomplishment. Receiving a college acceptance letter is an exciting experience, and getting admitted to multiple colleges is absolutely something we want you to be proud of. A lot of weight goes into the decision of picking the right school for you, but picking a place that you're passionate about is the true reward for your diligent work all these last few years. take pride in this accomplishment, and once you've made your choice, take care to accept and decline the rest of your offers in an appropriate manner. Happy College Decision Day! If you're ready to change the conversation about college quality and success, visit collegesofdistinction.com and check out our advice column for more tips on how to learn, grow, and succeed in your future.